I'll talk about two things in the reverse order in which he did them. I'll talk about monetary policy first, and then I'll talk about his view on the general outlook. 2 years ago, as I've said many times, the RBA published a piece in which they modelled Australian inflation, and they based their rate of inflation forecast in that model on two things. One is the natural level or the non-accelerating rate of unemployment, which they calculate within that model. And the other thing is import prices. So what you learn from that is it's really crucial what the RBA's measure of the natural rate of unemployment or the non-accelerating rate of unemployment is, if you understand their sense on monetary policy. And yesterday, the governor explicitly said that they thought for a number of years that the non-accelerating rate of unemployment, inflation rate of unemployment was 5%, but now they think it's gone lower. Okay? If I was going to feel for, running the maths this morning, I think that that level has probably fallen from about 5% to, let's say, 4.5%, something like that. And that means that they really need to get a lower level of unemployment to stabilize inflation or to be able to hit their target inflation. So what he precisely said was, in his closing remarks on monetary policy, was unless there was further declines in unemployment observable at future meetings, then the RBA would cut. So what we've actually seen in the last unemployment data is unemployment went up slightly because of the increase in participation rate. So what that means, if we're still looking at that same level of unemployment, this month, if that happens before, and that's published before the RBA meeting, which it will be, then that will give them a sufficient reason to cut rates. And I think they will continue to cut rates at least twice until they achieve that level of unemployment. Now, that level of unemployment isn't in our forecast until sometime until the end of 2020. So that means that they'll cut, we think, twice over the balance of this year. As likely as not, they'll begin next meeting, but then they will stay at that level and not increase until such time that unemployment falls down to below, let's say, 4.5%. So that precisely is what I think is going to happen, and I think that's the reason why that's going to happen. In talking to the governor through the process of the lunch before the speech, he gave me the impression that what he thinks is actually happening in the Australian economy is very similar to what happened in the US economy. I've told this meeting before about how in 2014, when the Fed looked at the natural rate of unemployment, they thought it was about 5.2%, and now they think it's about 4.3%. And so he thought the same kind of process was beginning in Australia, although we were lagging what was happening in the US. So the point at which we get to a level of unemployment which stabilizes inflation is at a lower unemployment than now. That's the number they're looking at in the short term. In terms of the general outlook for the economy that he dealt with first, what surprised me was the numbers on trade. Numbers trade growth is very, very soft. He said that had to do with increase in tariffs. The Fed doesn't think that that's the case. The Fed has other reasons for it. But what's important is the trade growth is soft. In my discussions with him, he didn't think that therefore meant that there was little feed through of high import prices into Australian inflation, another reason for inflation looking softer. In the first part of his presentation, he talked about monetary policy as only one of the things that needed to be done to generate stronger growth in the Australian economy. He thought that there needed to be an increase in demand through tax cuts. He thought that there needed to be increase in infrastructure. And he also thought that there needed to be more microeconomic reform in Australia. I got the impression that he'd been very frustrated this year by the imbroglio in which Australian federal politics had been forced by the inability of the government of the day to have enough numbers in the lower house to pass the budget. Now, of course, that problem has been solved by the election we've just seen, in which the government has increased numbers and now a majority in the House of Representatives and will be able to pass its budget bills probably early next financial year, probably in July. So those problems are being solved. But I got the impression that he sees the obvious point that the RBA is running out of room to move. With interest rates as only 1.5%, sure, it can cut rates to 1%. But you can't do much. That can only generate so much stimulus to the Australian economy, and you need all the other arms of government to act at the same time. You need the tax cuts to generate more demand. You need increasing infrastructure to generate growth in the economy, and you need microeconomic reform so that we can get stronger growth in the medium term. All of those things have to work together. And now that the government's operating, will be operating again, I think we'll see those things happen. So putting all that together, the RBA has a broader view of the Australian economy than just rates. It believes that not only should we need lower rates, but they will only work if they're complemented by government actions such as tax cuts, infrastructure investment, and microeconomic reform. Only if those things happen will be able to have a sustainable level of growth. In terms of monetary policy, the natural rate of unemployment, what we call a natural rate of unemployment, and the Fed calls a natural rate of unemployment, or the non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment, has continuing to fall and has fallen below where the unemployment is right now at 5%. It will be that unemployment number which causes the RBA to act between now and the end of next year. The fact that unemployment is unlikely to fall to, say, the mid 4% range between now and the end of this year means we'll have two rate cuts and rates aren't going up after that any time this decade.